fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 442 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, and Mr. Tim Kincaid. And I wish this should be a glorious moment right now. And there's been some negativity. You know, a win is a win is a win in my book. And when you get a win on the road, it was a home game, air quotes. But when you get a win on the road with a questionable field, a team that didn't play in the preseason. So we saw some jitters. We saw some bad throws by Jalen Hurts. But again, a win is a win is a win. And we're talking about a atmosphere that was kind of Packer-like. I was sitting next to all the Brazilian Packer fans. I had to listen to Go Pack Go. And I was like, okay, is this how it is? Okay. But the Eagle fans did show up. There's Eagle fans to my right and left. Philly proud. They did give threatening looks to some of the Packer fans. They didn't want any smoke. But, you know, the energy was alive and well. And I think it was felt worldwide. I got an opportunity to chime in with Prime before the game. We went live on Instagram just for a second. Couldn't hear him, but it was just like those times we're in the middle and about to start the game. You know, it was almost like a virtual before the game kind of thing. So it was kind of cool. It was just a really crazy atmosphere. But then at the end of the day, I will go back to a win is a win is a win. The Eagles are 1-0 and have started the season out correctly. And I'll let you guys talk about Saquon Barkley because we have a lot to talk about Saquon. But Evan, how are you feeling after this weekend?
It's gravy, baby. I think that it was a great game. Well, I wouldn't say a necessarily great game overall by the Eagles, but like you said, a win is a win. Saquon Barkley did his thing. I came on here, I was talking about, you know, I was expecting him to have 200 all-purpose yards on the game, but I think that, you know, a buck 30 and change and three touchdowns is plenty to suffice. He had an excellent debut with the Eagles, as did a couple other guys. Mekhi Becton, Quinyon Mitchell, both had good games as well. That was promising, but then we obviously had our hiccups. I mean, Jalen Hurts coming out there on the first drive and just throwing a dumb pass. I'm not putting any sugar coating on anything. That was a bad pass by Jalen. And that just kind of, I don't know. I don't know if you guys had felt some PTSD from the previous year. It was a quick little reminder for me. I got a jolt of that. But then we quickly snapped out of it. And I felt like we were in control for most of the game. Our defense was bending, but not breaking. And I was happy with what the Eagles did, considering the circumstances of having their first home game be as far away as possible.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm seeing a lot of the comments, and I've been seeing a lot of the stuff on social media prior to the game, leading up to the game, and then after the game. I mean, look, it's week one. It's always that game that you're going to go ahead and get good and you're going to get bad. We got a mixture of both. If we go back to 3 years ago, we played Detroit in Detroit. We won that game 38-35, high scoring game. Defense was getting killed. Defense did their thing. Offense was doing their thing. You know what I mean? Mistakes were made in that game as well. Then we go back to last year against Minnesota. I think it was a 34-27 game. You know what I mean? It was a tight game. Another tight game. Again, mistakes being made, but then, you know, you had some good plays. Then let's go back, you know, to Friday, in Brazil with Green Bay. Same thing. It's about getting the rust off. We didn't see these guys during the preseason. We didn't know what we were going to expect, you know what I mean? And then, yes, I agree with you. It was a bad play by Jalen, but you said the key thing. We snapped out of it. We ended up getting control. Offense started clicking. Defense was definitely holding their thing. And then, you know, I mean, some plays were being mishandled and stuff like that. And then, you know, keeping their composure started going down a little bit. You know, so it was just like that's what you had to expect out of this game. Now, here we go. We're going into the Monday night game against Atlanta. Now we can really go ahead and the expectations is just now go ahead and get all that shit out of the way. And, you know, I mean, let's put it together and let's go ahead and make this run that we want you guys to go ahead and make. So, I mean, I was excited, you know what I mean, to see these boys go to work. And, hey, man, Saquon Barkley, I finally got to see it, and that boy was just lights out, man, lights out.
I told you. I said he was – I said, listen, he's going to have a big game because this was a game to say, I'm going to stick it to the Giants. You picked him over me? You know what I'm saying? And then it was one of the, it was like the Denzel Washington quote. I'm leaving here with something. You know, he went all the way to Brazil. I'm leaving here with something. You know where I'm from, right? You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, both of you guys, great points. Both of you guys. The offense, it was a little, I ain't gonna lie. I did get a little jolt, like, oh God, please. Please not happen. Please not happen. What happened last year? Please, it was like that little spirit come behind me. But shout out to the defense, man. You know, from the interception to the snap, Cam Jurgens and Jalen, they gotta get together. They gotta get it right. I mean, there was two accidents that have happened with the fumbles. Thank God, Saquon. But yeah, they need to get it together. The defense, they held it down. Like I said, they held it down. It was six to seven, right? And then after that, there was some leaks here and there in the armor. But this is the time. It's week one going into week two. You gotta, you know, make some minor adjustments and correct some things. I think the slippery field played a big part into the sloppy play, and also being on top of that, you didn't see these guys in the preseason. And the second interception that wasn't on Jalen, man, that it was just AJ slipped. So If anybody wants to go ahead and kill him, go ahead and kill him, bro. But it was the field, man. It's football. This is what's going to happen. But I mean,
I'm sorry. You also got to take an initiative in the play that, you know, Green Bay, they were sloppy just as well. I mean, it benefited us definitely. A lot of misplays, you know what I mean, by the wide receivers, but a lot of misplays by Jordan Love as well. You know what I mean? He was thrown beyond the receivers. Too far ahead of the receivers, too high on the receivers. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this is that game where you get all that stuff out of the way. But the key thing is just the fact that, again, they found a way to go ahead and keep their composure, but they definitely need to work on their discipline. I mean, it was just like it started really getting sloppy, the fumbling, the penalties. You know, I think we had three straight penalties about the same thing, and then it was a man down the field. That got frustrated. I probably lost my shit throughout the whole game. But if I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna say this to you, Evan, the point where Jalen got blitzed and he ran out away from that blitz, that was one. But then when there was a blitz that was coming to him and he stayed flat footed and dumped it off, that's where at the point I felt like Tom Hanks out of A League of Their Own. We're gonna win. Yep, we're gonna win. It was just like, yo, that was it for me. So no, I didn't feel scared at all, bro. I was really confident. I was here watching the game with my wife, and I was confident, even though we were down, I was still confident that we were going to go ahead and pull off that dub.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it was just overall. I mean, you just have to look at the thing in a whole, you know, the whole totality of being in another country, having to travel, field being the way it was. It was a bit of a crazy environment. The whole atmosphere was different. Again, the end zones were painted Eagles, but it was not an Eagles. The whole time I was just like, this ain't no home game. And I'm like, I had to get my ass on a plane. Is how long
it's home game.
Got on a plane for a home game. And it's not even a home game type atmosphere, but the Eagles fans did elevate their love.
Was there any cheesesteaks being sold in the spirit of Philadelphia?
No, not really.
I have a question though.
There was a clusterfuck in terms of food. Like you would have to buy buy food and you'd get a ticket. People were buying beer and food and they ran out of beer and food, but there was no like customer service. They were like, so Philly people were like, yo, where's my, and like, they don't even understand what you're saying.
I have a question though, Gail. When you heard the offense on there and was there booing? Were they booing us?
Yeah. Well, Packer fans.
Booing.
Yeah.
Well, how would you say, of the two teams to travel, who traveled better? I know that Green Bay does have, they got a good fan base, man.
No, I think we traveled way better. I just think there's more Packers fans in Brazil.
Because of the colors.
We met two Packer fans. One was on Philly Sports Trips. He didn't come out and tell everyone he was a Packer fan until like day five of the trip. Yeah. I said, where's your Eagle gear? He's like, oh, I said, what jersey are you wearing to the game? He's like, oh, Jordan Love. I said, what?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a Packer fan. I'm like, you going to wait this long? I had befriended you. We had a little football game out there. I'm throwing touchdowns to you.
Behind
I'm
enemy
like,
lines, man.
I mean, they roll pretty deep. I know in Newark, there's a town filled of Brazilian people. And then one time I went to a Portuguese parade and had a conversation with Brazilian. And they told me straight up, like, their teams are Green Bay because they follow those colors. So, I wasn't surprised seeing, you know, all that on.
I did see a lot of people wear their teams. Like, I've seen a lot of people wear Patriots, Niners.
A lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, which I understand because they're going to an NFL game.
Is this some of the Brazilian boys here? Yeah.
Well, Cassava says Eagle fans from Rio, Brazil. I was there, Arena Corinthians. I think a lot of other team sports are booing because of cheap talk from the players about our crimes and stuff like that. That's a good reason because I have been preaching from the mountaintops of, like, you know, the amount of misinformation. I mean, we had Yago and we had Hainis on the show to alleviate some of that tension, just so they could, you know, I kept sending that to people. And a lot of you guys watch that. And I think overall, I'm not going to stand in my soapbox, but I'm just going to be the people who were saying all the stuff, the comments, people on social media who hardly have left their town or their state, warning you about another country that they've never been to or never met the people. We were treated with respect, people, you know, love sharing about their country. We had many tourist guides that brought us through the forest, took care of us, fed us. We had, you know, I literally put my life in the hands of a Brazilian, jumping off a cliff.
I'm glad that you got to that, Gail.
I'm glad.
I mean, I feel like we've really been burying the lead here on the trip. Gail jumped off the side of a mountain and hang glided. And you know, it was an awesome experience for him, I'm sure. But I don't think Prime, I don't think he realizes that he just got his He just ruined his excuse that he uses on the plane all the time. So I don't want to hear nothing about I'm too afraid to sit in the middle seat when you're jumping off the side of a mountain hang gliding. I don't want to hear nothing about that.
So now he's sitting in between us. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. Don't think I didn't notice that.
I'm glad
you pointed that out, bro. I'm glad you pointed that out.
That has nothing to do with claustrophobia.
That has plenty to do with
when you're closed.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Jump off the side of a mountain.
There's a man behind you, son.
Stop. Stop, bro. No, but listen, I gotta be honest with you. I wasn't really worried about how they were going to go ahead and be with you guys. I told you this before the trip even started. I was just making sure that nobody from our side was going to go ahead and act up. You know what I mean? You'll have a couple, one or two that are loose, but all I was just saying is Brazil is not the place to get loose in. That's all I was saying.
How did we represent as Philadelphians down in Brazil? Was there some drunk antics going on, or did we keep it classy?
Not really. I mean, I didn't really see too many drunk Eagle fans. I didn't really see any of that stuff.
We were well behaved.
I mean, we got outside. They have a military. They got, you know, it's not like it's different. Gustavo says, Gail, I live in the Rio experience more than me. That I who actually live here, you're always welcome here. Yeah, I mean, like I'm telling you, I think the most eye-opening thing is just hanging with the Brazilian Eagle fans.
Representation right there, man. Oh,
like
yeah.
The fact that these are guys that listen to the show. Some of them are sometimes in the comments, but they welcomed us with open arms. Mm-hmm. They listen to the show, and that's the most humbling I was in shock because it was just like we're far away from Brazil, Philadelphia, or wherever we live. It's just far away from Brazil. The fact that they are rocking Iverson jerseys,
or
they said that they love the culture. They follow, you know, a lot of what we do, and sometimes we just sit here and travel the country and follow our birds. But the fact that they're locked in like that, and if some of them said that we inspired them to start their own group, and the fact that I got to see them live it up in their environment. This is Anus. He was out there emceeing the crowd, nice. And they were having a great time, man. You know, we just. We're all over Brazil. This was on the steps where they shot the Snoop Dogg Pharrell. This is see. There's levels to this. This is a Pharrell shirt. I thought I would wear it because it's
like that
Brazilian.
Oh, did you borrow it from him?
I did. It is Pharrell's. But I'm just saying that all that talk that people were talking. I think a lot of people. The Brazilians. Apology. Yes. And Daniel was the one with the Iverson jersey. I'm telling you, like I had a great talk with Daniel. It was just amazing. And that's just something like you could sit at home, not go experience shit, or you could either go to another country, meet great people, change your life, jump off a mountain. Again, F Prime, Tim.
No,
I will never do that again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cause yo, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. My pops called me and said, "Hey, did your boy just jump off of?" I said, "Pops, I have no clue."
Listen, man, I'm pretty sure he's not even giving us the full details. You know,
no. Did Amanda jump as well? Were you guys on the same hang glide, or were you like? Yeah.
Well, I got fat shame. I was too overweight. Yeah.
You're like, we need the extendo wings.
There was a weight requirement, son. Was that a weight requirement?
Yeah. So the guy, I'm gonna blow this up real quick. Yeah, could you put?
Yeah, I got you.
Let me see. The hang glider looked at me. Said, "Gordito." I was like, yo, I can understand that. That means fat. He's like, you ain't coming with me. We ain't dying together. So I'm here. Like, first of all, my knee got caught on there. I was like,
Oh, bro. Wow. Look at that. Yeah.
I was like,
you already don't have an ACL.
This is landing, I'm guessing.
This is the, we had to run, but Holmes said, just keep running and we'll jump. I was like, bro, you jump way early.
So then I am pretty much,
it's taken me a long time to just actually enjoy
get comfortable.
And then I'm like, I was like,
hey, listen, ain't no way that you said that you claustrophobic when you got my man behind you.
I mean, that's wild, man. It's just crazy.
Holy, with the mountain behind you, too.
Oh, man, that is crazy.
And then the whole
kudos to you, Gil, for doing that, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not doing that. Neither is Primo. I'm be honest.
But here's my reasoning, because I mean, you gotta be fearless. Like, you have these moments where you're like, all right, you know, like, I figured, of all places to do it, it would be here. And again, like I said, I don't think I'd ever do that again.
One and done.
We got to a point where we're getting down. He's driving over the streets, and we're outside someone's apartment. I'm like looking at waving them, watching TV. And I'm like, yo, take this, please, get me down. I was like, so we finally got down. I was like, oh god.
What was the weight limit?
Like 200. 205.
I am not.
Don't worry, man. We all would have been.
Primo, me and Primo, we too. Yeah.
We would all been sitting on that one.
Yeah,
but the part that I was on the floor about is that Gail's over there saying, "Yeah, I just got fashion." The guy was like, "I just wanted to hear from you." He was like, "The guy was like, the weight limit was like about 200, 205." You know, what I mean, I'm at that point. I was on the floor like, you at that what?
I was like, if it wasn't for the fit Brazilians out there and in this being called gordito, I'm like, I might go to gym tomorrow, man. I might go to gym tomorrow.
That's what's up, though, man. I'm glad you got the experience before,
man. Shout out to you, Daniel. It was very great meeting you guys, man. I will not forget this trip. I will not forget all the people. Telling you, I'm just trying to figure out like where's the next. Now I heard rumor of a potential Australian game
down under. Hell,
you know that one.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But look, man, the one thing that definitely caught my eye in that game was the very beginning, where the national anthem, the crowd, the singing that was being done, and yo, the commentating. I thought that was live, like how they were doing the commentating in Brazil. I don't know. What was the commentating like at the stadium? Were they commentating in Brazil? I didn't know if it was just on the TV.
I couldn't hear anything.
It sounded like they were yelling like it was a soccer game.
Yeah, on the TV. Well, see, they were singing. Well, they were acting like, a lot of them were acting like it was a soccer game. They were singing a song that supposedly represents the eagle. I had a friend who was explaining that to me. It's a song that they're constantly singing at the soccer games. The other thing
that was a nice moment.
But I need to ask you this. Did you stay for the halftime show?
I was trying to get my food.
Oh my god, you missed
it. He over here talking about Anita.
Nah, I missed that.
Wow. Same on you.
Oh, I was trying to get food, and then I actually missed the touchdown after. Because there was a whole debacle with the food. And then Amanda's like, go, because I'm like, you start thinking, I can't leave Amanda by herself. And I'm like, she's a real one. She's like, go ahead, go. And I said, AJ Brown just scored. But then I actually met a lot of people, Eagle fans, that were showing love in the corridor. A lot of randos out there trooping on. But I think just think about this game.
I was going to say, Dwayne off the top rope here. You talk about A.J. Brown always open. He's talking about Gail always eating.
Always eating.
Yeah. The food in Brazil, by the way, the food in Brazil, top notch, man. Like, yeah. And then they have this this drink.
Did you send us the drink you sent us, right? You didn't bring nothing back, right?
Guaraná is like the best soda I've ever had in my life.
What was
you didn't bring none? You didn't bring them back, bro. You can't take anything away, man. Oh, that's right. Right. That's right.
It was like a cherry soda.
Yeah, it's banging, bro. It's like I know the Jarritos. A lot of people like the Jarritos.
Cherry crack.
It's not. It don't even taste like cherry. It tastes like something. Then I nicknamed it the Philly Special. It was the guaraná with rum and orange slice. And everyone was like, "What is that?" I was like, "It's Philly Special."
Check you out. You see the jacket in his face? Philly Special.
Passing it out. They're like, "What is this?" I was like, "It's Philly Special." But yeah, man. Just think about
it's a Brazilian fruit.
Yeah, I knew you can. You can get it here. That's why I was trying to tell you. There's somewhere around here that has it. Dwayne, we got to talk to your brother. He knows.
Find me a Spanish spot, Latin spot. But
you definitely get it.
I mean, I could talk about this trip forever. It could get boring to someone.
Let's talk about the game.
Yes.
The game itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about that AJ Brown touchdown. We could start right there in the fact that it is so nice to have not only like we talked about the dominance of Saquon Barkley, but to have it both land and air with AJ Brown. Like he is a top flight receiver in this league. He is a top three guy in this league. And for him to just be able to be a mismatch against pretty much any corner he goes up against is a huge asset to have.
Jair is a good corner, and the way that he was stunning him, and just to see a guy that big
boying him
move that way, I feel like we have the same version of running back and wide receiver in AJ Brown and Saquon Barkley. They're both huge. The way that they move is insane. So I feel like we got Debo, not Debo as in Debo as the one that we don't like, but Debo as in Debo on the show, on the movie Friday. We all know those guys are bullies out there. I feel like AJ Brown, as much as he was, this is one thing, we were spreading the ball around again. Dallas Goedert, I think Dallas Goedert got some nice targets to move the rock and everything. But I do think Devontae Smith was so key in this game in terms of chain moving. I think he's even more open if you go back and look at some of the film. I didn't see all the film yet, but I've seen him open a lot more often than not. And I felt like each week, I think there's going to be mismatches to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Was it any surprise to you guys that are you kind of expecting Jahan Dotson's role to be that of Olamide Zaccheaus and Zach Pascal, where it's just kind of like irrelevant throughout the year with a few plays here and there sprinkled in? Do you think Jahan Dotson has a chance to have a bigger role than those guys, or is that pretty much where he maxes out in this offense?
I think vertical-wise, I think he should be a little bit more utilized, but I think in terms of depth, just in case someone has to miss a game, you have someone that can do a multitude of things. You can move him inside and outside. I think he still has to learn the playbook.
But I think we're stacked in the perfect situation, because we all agreed and we all talked about this. There's going to be a game where AJ might get figured out that game. Devontae might get figured out that game. And then Dotson might go ahead and shine. You know what I mean? This past game, Dotson was figured out. Devontae, AJ were doing their thing. Dallas Goedert was doing his thing for a slight bit. And then eventually he got figured out. Everybody's going to have that one game that they're going to go ahead and explode. So, no, I mean, I think his key, he's going to be a key part, you know, and we just got to be patient to see what game that's going to be. But at least we have many options that we know somebody is definitely going to have a good game one week here and there.
I'll tell you what my favorite part is. Seeing Covey, seeing Jahan, seeing Watson with a motion. They were motioning out every time. Every time there was motioning. And then, I don't know if you guys caught this. I was looking at some of the stats. Smitty is like the CD in this offense. They're going to be moving him around. He was inside a lot. Uh-huh. So that's the reason why he was eating up. And he's our first down. Like he's going to move the chains. And you know what I mean? And then AJ is going to be that guy, the explosive plays. You obviously seen it when he did it against Jair, but I love the offense, man. I want to see Jahan get started, but I just think he's still learning the playbook.
Hmm.
Ooh, and, oh, I forgot this. My bad. One thing. Will Shipley and Saquon lined up in the backfield at the same time was bananas. I love that. I know he didn't get the ball, but I loved it. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. My bad.
No, I was reading that stat we have underneath. In Kellen Moore's debut as Eagles offense coordinator, the offense utilized motion on 48 of 73 plays at 65.8%, their highest mark in a single game since 2020. Last season, the Eagles used motion at the lowest rate in the league at 35%. And then, you know, the stat just talking about Jalen when they used motion versus not using motion. I think if you look at his where he was connecting, again, it's just, you know, the stat here is Jalen Hurts was significantly more effective as a passer when the play featured motion, completing 15 of 21 for 212 yards and 2 touchdowns. Without motion, Hurts finished 5 of 13 for 66 yards and 2 interceptions. I think we should be using motion, guys. I don't know why that's – when they started going those empty looks – and I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Here we go. Yep.
You think Jalen can keep it in single-digit interceptions for the year, or you think that he's a double-digit guy?
He's got at least 12, yeah. I think. He got 12.
I think he has more than that.
Easy. Come on, this guy. Shout out to Eduardo. Right. He says, hi, here from the Aguias, Noara, and Eagles, Brazil. Shout out to – I'm trying to get – Yago and Hanus back on this week sometime just to talk about their experience, because I really wanted to get it from their experience. But shout out to you guys, and shout out for you guys joining the chat, man. There's, you know, a lot of Brazilians joining last podcast after uploading last
week. Well, one thing that I've seen a lot of people talk about, and I'll be my own devil's advocate here, it's something that I have brought up time and time again, but I kind of have to put my foot in my mouth and eat crow on this one, in the fact that I've complained about the Eagles coming out looking rusty, and the one thing that they could do is maybe playing their starters in the preseason. Rube put out, I mean, he just laid the stats out here in an article he put out today, talking about how Sirianni's 4-0 in season debuts. He hasn't, as an Eagles coach, lost the first game of the year. And he generally scores high in all of these games. I mean, they scored at least 25 points in every season opener. So it's not like they do tend to be high scoring, coming out hot. It's the defense that has kind of struggled. So I don't know. I just want to come out here and say that maybe it isn't playing the preseason that makes all the difference in the world.
So you're okay with controlling the environment?
Right? I'm okay with it. I'm all right.
All right.
I want to give a big shout out to Fangio. No one's talked about Fangio and his defense. The fact that their red zone defense shut down Green Bay. I mean, they could easily turn this whole game around. Obviously, we turned the ball over twice early. But they held it down. I feel like Fangio had some, you know, the people have cried about us not blitzing. You saw what he did with Zach Bond on one of those plays. I think, again, we're on the line of defense, and I think Prime's favorite position. I think Zach Bond, 15 tackles, 2 sacks, a clincher. I mean, what are you? What do you guys think about
that? This is Tim's guy right here. It's Tim's
Hold up. Because when we did the whole rankings of the players, y'all didn't want to put them up there. Oh, man, why is Zach Bond not up there? Yo, and I sat there and told you, Zach Bond's going to be the new Van Grinkle. I told you all that. Nah, man, y'all be bugging. Y'all don't want to listen to your boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I'm the one that put
I'm
the one that put Van Kinkle Roll on the chart thing.
So you know he going over here and try to take my credit. Nah. We ain't doing that.
Receipts.
This guy.
Top 20. He was there. Bro, did you see the way he was playing? And you know what? I definitely want to send a shout out to N'Kobe Dean, because we were kind of hard on him. Mm-hmm. He had a good game. But hey, next time that you get your hands on that ball, you better catch that ball. Mm-hmm. That right there is a time for you need to seize that moment. That was a pick six. You in that? Come on now.
You want to make a name for yourself. I mean, like, I think that Nakobe, I agree with you. I think he had a good game, but you want to really, you've been sitting here trying to fight the haters all offseason for, right, for multiple seasons now, saying that, you know, it was a pick that we shouldn't have taken. He's overrated, all these things. You take a pick six to the house on week one in Brazil, and the nice. Haters are silenced, man. You shut them up right then and there.
Still had a good game, though.
Still had a good game.
But that would have been like, that would have been icing on the cake
right there, bro.
That would have been like, Aaron.
Yo, I got to ask you a question, though, Gail. I got to ask you this question. I know this is your proud dad. I know you are. And I had to eat crow on this one because I already know Quinyon was the guy. But Quinyon, I love his attitude. I love it. It rubbed off so much that he had Cooper DeJean talking. Look at his face. Look at this guy's face, man. Your LL Cool J jacket on. Get out of here with that.
He was chirping.
Go ahead. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
We smile, bro. I told you he was going to start week one. I told you. No, I mean, I was a proud dad just looking at him chirp and be in the right position.
Yeah.
Right in the hip pocket on that one with Watson. Christian Watson. There's no palm sweaty mom spaghetti with him. Like, he's always in phase, ready to, like, he's right there. And he doesn't get nervous. So I feel like he's, again, when you got AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, iron sharpens iron. Like, the other guys in the league, that's not a big deal.
And it really makes you feel good as, like, you're seeing one era come to a close as another one is just starting here with Quinyon. Because, like, I think that Darius Slay, he's not going to be around forever. His days here, he's getting up there in age. You don't know how much longer he's really got as a top corner in this league. But I feel like we're in good hands with Quinyon, man. That was a hell of a debut. The way he was stuck to guys like glue, like right on their hip. They changed direction. He's able to put his foot in the ground and stay with them. It was impressive. It was a really impressive showing. And like you said, Gil, I mean, that just comes from playing against some of the best receivers in practice on a daily basis.
Yeah, I can see how Gil could be a proud father, especially the way that he was playing. The chirping definitely had me going, man. Like,
it was
good to see, because, I mean, it was just like, I was actually looking for CD on the field, who he's running his mouth to. But here, Quinyon just stole the show, because, I mean, he was in everybody's face. So, like, and then, yeah, like you said, Tim, like, then you started seeing Cooper kind of like doing the same thing. And I'm like, yeah, this is rubbing off. Like, I'm loving it. Like, this is what we need. God, I wish we played San Fran tomorrow.
Swagger. We got the swagger back. Big Fish is concerned with my Green Bay colors. This could be Fourth and John colors, okay? This is Fourth and John hat. No. This is Kelly green. This is orange. Okay. It's no Green Bay colors there. Okay. Shout to Heather. She says, sitting in this teacher training trying to keep up with these captions.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot of
that was like the third comment on the show. You're all the way up there, bro. Come join us at 6:49 p.m.
I'm a little late, and I'm a little fat. Okay. I'll have you know I lost 5 pounds
on the trip.
Says the guy that keeps on opening up the zipper to that jacket.
I'm telling you, I lost five pounds. I rode
over there
with bicycles with my chancletas on. Like,
he over there looking like Common now. He got the hat on with the
album's coming out. shout out to Mel. He was down there in Brazil. It's funny because we bump into Mel at tailgates. It's weird as shit when you bump into Mel in the middle of Sao Paulo. Like, it was like, oh, I just, you know, bro, we're like thousands of miles from home, and I saw him for like 5 minutes. I'm like, you're leaving already at this party? I'm like, hey, we're in a whole nother country.
He's on the move all the time.
Mel got his profile photo. They had this booth set up at the club and taking these nice shots. Mel updated his. Looking fire.
That was good.
Antonio Holmes talking about praising Ajomo in the center of that defensive line. Man, you know, I've been singing the praises of Jalen Carter. I still think he is that guy, but didn't come shot out of a cannon like I was expecting to be. Like I was expecting him to start the year. Would have liked some more pressure out of our defensive line in that game. How do you guys feel about the rotation right now?
I think it's a work in progress, but I do think what Huff's role is at the moment. I'm for what he's getting paid.
Yeah.
For what do you have, 30 snaps?
Yeah. BG had more snaps than him.
I'm just getting paid.
Yeah, I'm gonna let him go on this game, but it ain't gonna fly the rest of the way, man.
Yeah.
It's not gonna fly.
That was a risk.
Nothing.
Taking that jersey number.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
You're gonna be putting up.
Oh, for sure. Especially Zero, that's definitely sticking out. What's crazy is, like, there was a couple plays, like, he was just like slipping and both of his hands were like down on the ground. And he's just getting bullied. I was like, yo, bro.
Do you think that could be the field? I mean, that is what
I think it has something to, definitely had something to do with the field. They were slipping and sliding everywhere. But man, Zach Bond was like, I'm gonna go get the quarterback regardless. Like, you got paid to come here, Huff. Like, I mean, like I said, we're gonna
get at least he played
week one.
I meant to tell y'all the amount of Giants fans that reached out to me after that first play.
Oh, there we go.
Oh my god, in the backfield.
First play. That's what you signed him for. I was like, yo,
yeah. Oh, okay. Not like my wife's Niner fans were like, oh, what's going perfect? I'm like, bro, yeah, the game just started.
I didn't think those were ringing.
No, it was like that online too. Like, there was Giants fans that were just. And then it was quick as the rest of the game.
They were sitting there talking. You see them play against the Vikings?
Rest of the weekend.
And then they laid an egg themselves. So I don't want to hear anything about anything.
At least we're not Carolina fans, though, man. Jesus Christ. You imagine being so butt-ass last year, you get the first overall pick, but you had already given that pick away to Chicago, and now you head into this season and get the doors blown off you first game. Like, jeez. You
know, I don't know what the hell happened there. That was wild.
That's a tough scene.
Shout-out to Warren in the chat. He also, in the chat, these people in the comments, We either bump into each other sticking gum on walls in Seattle or in Sao Paulo. But Warren was down there with his family and his daughter. See how safe it was, y'all?
Oh, very cool.
See how safe it was? Shout out to Warren.
Now, you know, hopefully one thing I will say is this. A.J. Brown did correct people at the end of the game when he got the game ball. And he said it was nothing but love. And I think he did say he apologized. So AJ was one of those guys. He was like, yo, there's been nothing but love out here. So this is dope to hear that you were saying that everybody that went to the game and they came back, like, bro, I had such a great time. So that's super dope.
Yeah. But Warren says it with his chest. He said, we need to extend Milton Williams.
Yeah, he played well.
What do you guys think of Jordan Davis?
I think that he's getting help. I think that I'm not crucifying him because I mean I'm watching what I'm seeing in the clips is him getting double teamed the whole time, which is kind of his role. He's absorbing bodies so other people can get through. And I totally understand how that doesn't show up in the stat sheet. I understand how you not having tackles and sacks and all that. But if you are so massive of a human being that you demand two people to stop you getting through, it's an 11-on-11 game. If you got two people covering you, that's one less person that's being covered.
The message was like on standby to send to you. I'm like, yo, Jordan Davis is doing his thing because he is drawing so much attention. Yep. And it was just like four straight snaps where I mean like he just held it and I was like, oh, I'm ready to text Evan. Like, I told you so.
Nah. Bro, he should have got a penalty. He got held on one of them. He should have had a sack. But he should have had. I was like, yo, where the penalty at? Literally being held. I was like, damn.
We need one of these guys though. There needs to be a defensive end that steps up and becomes the dominant guy though. Because if I think about our defensive ends right now, who's the guy that you point to and be like, I can count on that guy to get me a sack in a big moment?
I give Sweat. Yeah, Sweat's come up with a big sack.
He almost had his first one.
He almost got a sack. I feel like there's a couple of names on the street that you can't sign. You got Randy Gregory, Ngakoue. Those only two would come to my mind, but like I really believe they need to add another pass rush, another like key veteran, 1 year or just a rental player, whatever you want to call it. It's one away.
Speaking of veterans, Brandon Graham's out there holding his own, man. Stout, old grown man strength. Shout out to him. Who else needs to get shot? I mean, not that I'm shouting out in a wrong way, but I do think you think the whole idea with Isaiah Rodgers, where his injury is at, his ability to play inside and out, do they move him into the slot when he gets healthy? But if you go back and watch some of the film, you're seeing that Packers were picking on Lil Tay Tay.
Ronta, yeah. I was going to get ready to say.
I mean, he was, you know, it wasn't terrible, but it's just one aspect you're starting to see, like, they're going to like if you start moving guys in the slot, like we've seen them do it with tight ends. I mean, he did have that pick in the Patriots game, so it's not like he can't scrap. But I'm just saying, it is what it is.
Would you rather have Quinyon inside and then have Isaiah on the outside?
Isaiah in the slot.
Okay. You put Isaiah in the slot, but see, he didn't play well.
If they feel like putting Isaiah outside and putting Quinyon in the slot.
Gotcha.
You know, like what, like I'm still wondering, because they've talked about that scenario.
Right.
But like if he's out here doing what he's doing in his first game, like let's keep up the same juice. Like
I definitely want to give a shout out to Reed Blankenship, because this dude is really, 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 really smart. Damn, is he smart. He read that offense. He read Jordan Love's eyes. Mm-hmm. He knew where that ball was going. So when he snatched it, I was like, wow, that was like an impressive play. Still worries me in space, but when it comes to this, the brain, he's got it, bro.
And I think that's exactly it. I think that when he has adequate help around him and he's able to kind of play more freely and just like kind of keep his eyes on the quarterback's eyes, I think that that's where he really excels. I mean, we've talked about for years how like there's certain guys on this defense that they excel in really specific roles. Avante Maddox is one of those guys where he can't play outside corner, but if you put him in the slot corner, that's where he's meant to be. I think Reed Blankenship, and this is, you know, easy to say, it's a lot easier to be good when you have good players around you, but he really benefits out of having a CJ Gardner-Johnson playing safety next to him with two great corners also starting. He can take some pressure off of him of a corner getting beat and him having to pick it up, and he can make a play.
Talk about making plays. Milk Bissell. Beautiful.
That's what we were just talking about.
I know, but I'm just saying. Because I was waiting for you to say it.
Oh, okay. I was like, hold on.
Shout out to Hannes in the building. He said, would you guys undo the Jets trade and try to sign Reddick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Send them a fifth. Hey, just bring him back.
Yeah, but
we'll take care of the rest.
But is he gonna play on that? His contract.
He wants,
how much money has he been fined already? He's been fined like $5-6 million. This guy's got to start having an income versus all the money that he's being penalized right now.
Yeah, I think that the 800,000, the 800K start hitting. Matter of fact, it hit last night. That was the first one.
Imagine that.
Every game after that is going to be about almost close to 900K.
I can see Evan counting people's money.
I'd rather just show up personally.
They said he was already at 2 million. He was already at 2 million, and then starting last night, it was about 900K a night a game.
Evan's like student loan, cat toys for Lana. fix my car.
All the Adidas that I want.
Now Perk says, shout out to Becton throwing D linemen out of the club in Brazil. You know, I always go back to those videos I have on my phone of him throwing our players out of the club, and I was like that kind of strength. I was shocked when I first saw it. I was shocked that he threw Reddick out of the club, Sweat out of the club, threw Brandon Graham out of the club, and now he's doing it week one at a new position, guard, which is, that's pretty much a hat tip.
Definitely. You look at the rest of that line. One of the things that we kept on saying, but I don't think it really registered for me, we talked about, the absence of Jason Kelce and how there's obviously going to be a drop off. And I'm not trying to cast any stones at Cam Jurgens. I'm just saying that he's still developing and he has to get that timing right with Jalen Hurts. You saw that one fumble where he ended up snapping the ball.
Alpha.
And then you also end up looking at just how the tush push ends up looking. Without Jason Kelce in the game, it doesn't have the same oomph to it.
No, definitely not.
It's one of those things that I realized in the game. I'm like, all right, we just have to switch up the game plan. But it makes you really miss Kelce and appreciate what we did have there for such a long time.
But give us some time. Give us some time. You'll get accustomed to it.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to crucify the guy after his first start in the in his future position, but.
How about Kelce losing his luggage on his first day of work?
That was wild. That was a banger.
Bro, he's everywhere right now, bro. Like every commercial she says, Kelce on there, bro. Good for him, though.
Kelce's everywhere.
He's marketable. He didn't hold
back last night. I loved it because when I was looking forward to seeing him, and then when he started talking about the shirts and how the stomach is nice and slim on the shirt, but the tits weren't, they weren't fitting in there well. I was like, yo, he didn't hold back at all. And then when they came back from halftime and they introduced him, he waved hi to the camera. Like, yo, Kelce is just shot out, man.
Now, too much, man.
I can't wait to see him next week. He's going to be part of
it. That's true.
That's right.
Now, David talks about the motion, 63% of offensive plays, hallelujah. And he said, can we have a moment of appreciation for a fake bubble screen? I Amazon a Boise Kellen Moore jersey immediately after seeing that. That's the fake bubble screen. Like, I think there's going to be so many opportunities to fake stuff with, Barkley, too. Like, fake handoffs and then him. The wheel route was – can we say how exceptionally crispy –
crispy.
Oh, that was, it was
and the feet, the dime. Feet and self-awareness.
Bro.
Come on. Like that's nuts right there.
Bro, can we talk about the two underneath with Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith were wide open for the first down? Can we discuss that?
Big Fish Little Boat. He's already commented about my Green Bay outfit, which it's not. And he said, am I out of pocket for wanting to see more Gainwell?
I don't think so. I think that Gainwell is a solid back. I just think that who are you taking snaps away from is the thing. Who are you taking touches away from if you want to see more Gainwell? I don't want to be taking – I would rather the ball be in Devontae, AJ, Dallas Goedert, or Saquon's hands than Gainwell's. So.
It's like, I will say this, though. I'm not a big fan of him doing kickoff.
Who, no? Gainwell?
Yeah, not a big fan.
Well, I mean, if they have an idea of, like, running backs hitting –
why
like,
not? Why not? Granddaddy wrote a book for do kickoffs.
Yeah,
like is it that much different than punt return?
Well, if they have a theory of like running backs being better for this,
or vision
wise, if, like
yeah. they feel like see, did y'all vision man kicking off?
Hmm? No,
what? You guys vision man kicking off instead of Elliot.
Oh no!
For direction, so maybe I guess for the directional kicking, if they're trying to like get people that way.
I ain't gonna lie. At first, when I saw it, I'm like, "Oh shit, what happened to Elliot?"
I still think it's dumb, man. I think it's dumb. It's just
there's too many rules that are involved. It's ugly.
It's ugly.
Bro, you can't move. You can't move until the other team gets the collection of the ball.
I don't want to be hearing it from kickers talk about I can't land it in a 20 yard zone there. That's a pretty massive landing zone to be able to hit.
I laugh every time they throw the green box on, like, oh, he's getting it in the landing zone. I'm like, what?
it just doesn't feel right. But what does feel right is Philly Sports Trips, man. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips for putting us on the road, man. We're on our way in a couple weeks to New Orleans with Angelo Cataldi and a host of Eagles content creators. Heading over to Tampa Bay with the great Brian Dawkins. And then the Birds take over October 20th. That's when Saquon comes home. That's going to be amazing because we're all going to rub it in. And then the Birds take over in Cincinnati. Tim, tell us about the other trips.
Yeah, man. The Birds will be taking over Dallas November 8th through the 11th with Jeremiah Trier. Y'all know what it is. After that, we are going to the West Coast. We're going to be celebrating, the Sunshine State with a bomb-ass headbeat. LeSean McCoy, November 22nd through the 26th. And then we got Baltimore, and that's the Birds. And then we got LeSean and D-Jack. Shout out to your sister for meeting up with D-Jack.
That was dope, bro. That was pretty crazy. He was my sister and my mom ended up. My sister got my mom candle making class like lessons for her birthday. My mom's birthday just passed.
And happy birthday.
So yeah, thank you. Well, thank you from my mom. But my sister and my mom went to go make some candles in some class. Who do they run into? DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, you trying to set the mood.
And
at candle class?
Yeah, dude. Pretty
trying to set the mood, baby. You know Shaq was in his baby mama's DMs. Shaq and that Papa John's pizza was in them DMs.
D-Jax was making candles.
He's making candles out here, bro.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine him? Him? It would be what was it like? Ghost? Him and LeSean McCoy.
He's probably thinking to himself, of all the places that I go, this is the last place I expect someone to ask for my picture.
He's in there doing the jerk. He's like, do the jerk.
No, I ain't no jerk. I'm doing seawalk. He's straight, you know what I'm saying?
That was not on my bingo card.
That's funny.
I thought he ran into them in the mall or something, not at a candle class.
That's fun.
When I see him, I'm talking about that.
That's funny.
So we making candles out here? Okay. let's see. Randy says, I saw a man, but I thought it was about power. More about power.
Talk about hang time?
Yeah. Like, potentially.
Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know, man. I hate when they add new things in Madden, let alone the NFL. Just keep the game the same. We don't Hey, just stop changing stuff.
QB vision was pretty cool though. I did like the QB vision back in the day. No,
I couldn't see.
The cone.
Next thing you know, you're getting tackled, bro. Get no, that was terrible. Yeah.
That was terrible. He was probably playing that shit on easy mode.
Probably. Ain't no way. I know you didn't.
Hey, Warren, we're not candle shaming out here. We're not fat shaming. We're not doing any of that stuff.
Just when
you go hang gliding, because it's a life or death situation. But speaking about life or death, this is more life. I think tailgates are life. I think first and foremost, we got to give a big shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn because he's coming out of the off season. He's been he's in the best shape of his life. I'll let him tell. He's in the best shape of his life.
Maybe not making, physically.
Making cheesesteaks. How are you feeling about the first tailgate coming up?
Dude, I'm honestly amped. I just put in the good word with my boss. This earlier today, I reached out to him. I was like, "Yo, just want to put it on your radar. Birds play on Monday, so let me get out for a half day next week." He was all cool. He's a Giants fan, but nice guy nonetheless. And so I'm looking forward to it, man. I just getting back in the lot, seeing everybody that. That's what's so cool about the tailgates that I really like is that most of these people, I only see them at the tailgates and, you know, love seeing them all that every single year. But really the connection that we have is through these tailgates and to be able to see them, you know, several times a year, you know, in a random parking lot in Philadelphia. It's always a fun time just catching up, you know, talking about the birds. Making some good food and enjoying some good beer. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Speaking of personally, yeah, tailgates, Mark.
Yes, sir. I was talking highly about you today because it turns out that my job is hosting a luncheon for the game, the season opener. And I already gave him the bad news that I'm going to be heading out early myself. You know what I mean? Because we got some work to do that day. But then my boss comes out and says, oh, you're going to be missing, you know, some good cheesesteak. I said, no, sir. I'm going to be going to go get good cheesesteak. He didn't take too fond of that. He said, oh, did you really just say that? I said, yes, I did. You ain't challenging my boy with his cheesesteaks. Like, come on now. He was like, well, you ain't getting none. I said, look, man, I'm going to be the first one to get your cheesesteak, but it's definitely going to be overpowered by the one I'm going to have later on that day. So don't worry about it.
Shout out to Jacob. He says, hopefully we have power come game day. We got a hurricane coming right at my town. I live.
Damn.
Shout out to Jacob.
Be safe, man. Be safe.
Louisiana or Florida? Where's
it? Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Yeah. Also, big shout out to Bud Light for holding the tailgates down all this, at all these tailgates. They've been holding it down for over the last 6 years. So we appreciate you guys holding us down. Shout out to Red Bull giving us wings to the tailgate. Per usual, and shout out to shout out to the Conchahawk and Italian Bakery. We have to figure out, we can do it on the show. I'll get through this real quick. Shout out to Lowski, who confirmed he's good for the opener.
Lowski, who killed it, might I say. I was down, Primo, I'm not sure if you were down. Were you down at the stadium for that watch?
I stayed home to watch it.
You stayed home. Okay. So I went down too. It was actually pretty cool. Lowski ended up DJing. They shut down the 700 block of South Street. And there was a bar that was hosting the event, and they had a bunch of you know, beer carts all spread out. You could buy beer, whatever. They had the street shut down. They put a giant 20-foot screen right in the middle of the street, and they had a bunch of benches. Everybody could sit and watch the game. And they, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit nervous. I got there early, and we were sitting there watching the Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl. And there was a couple times during that game, they were just replaying a video on YouTube. And there was a couple times that we hit buffering issues. And I'm sitting there like, oof, what is this going to be like for the game? But ended up being perfect connection for the entire game. DJ Lowski absolutely killed it on the turntables. And yeah, man, put me in the mood to be back in the parking lot.
Nice.
Dope. Shout out to Lowski. Lowski Entertainment. If you need a DJ, he's your guy. He's somewhere in the Adirondacks. If you see DJ Lowski, ask him to pronounce Adirondacks.
How the hell is he saying?
Because he can't pronounce it. So if you just ran like, yo, say Adirondacks.
Well, you just said it like two different ways.
But if you rolled up to him and you say it, he'll be like, how do you know? How do you know I can't pronounce it? But that'll be a fun thing. But also, shout out to Alex the Juggernaut, who will be, he has confirmed the pulled pork is coming back for this tailgate.
Yeah.
And then I got some more. We might have another tailgate sponsor bringing more food. Well, wow. One of my old teammates reached out that I used to play with, our kicker, speaking of kickers. He has his own catering business and restaurant right in Wilmington. And he loves the whole – he's been to our tailgate before. Hmm. He loves the whole idea, but he's willing to
– expand?
Expand. And he's like, what do you want me to bring?
Okay.
Shout out to
Delaware.
So we got to talk about this as a group. But yeah, I'm excited. We're still trying to figure some details out with the time. But yes, it is the tailgate as it is, as you know it is. $3.99. Bring the vibes. Bring your family. Bring your friends. I think this one's going to be crazy. Hopefully Bud Light gives us those cans. Nick Foles cans.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
He's retiring his jersey.
Yeah, I really hope that, I mean, the 4th and John tailgate has grown year after year after year. We continue to add new faces into there while keeping the same old faces. So I'm just looking forward to seeing this get as big as it can this year.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jacob's clowning me, says, I had to get close to make sure it was the same Jacob you. Because I'm saying, I was just making sure. Because I was like, okay, you got to tell me the story behind your Avi. But shout out to Jacob. Todd's going to be in the building.
Oh, snap. Nice. What's up, Todd?
Todd. Shout out to Todd. Santiago, he says, it was an incredible experience seeing the Eagles win here in Brazil. I will never forget. Santiago, I will never forget. But the cool thing was watching you guys do the Eagles chant. In Sao Paulo at this, I was like a goofy bastard with a lighter up, just being like, just looking at you guys celebrate the Eagles. I'm like, this is a worldwide thing.
Yo, if I could be honest, while we're talking about just celebration and like them singing and all that, we have to talk for a moment about just the Brazilian national anthem.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bro, like that was a patriotic people down there. They were singing. Again, I know that you didn't get to see the TV broadcast, but like they were going from section to section to section, and people just belting it out. And I'm not trying to make any political statement whatsoever. I'm simply saying that.
Hey, bye.
I hadn't seen that in the. I'm not used to that in the United States.
What was patriotic about it?
Dude, like they were fucking into it. Like they had everybody it on their fucking iPod yeah. playlist. They listened to this song all the time. Like they were jamming.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. I mean, maybe I missed that. I probably did. Warren is asking for a bottle. I will try.
Oh.
They did. Yeah. They did do the wave at the stadium, which nice. Was inappropriate times. But, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, man, I think obviously, hopefully, we can break down this game on another pod this week. Upcoming Falcons. I don't know if you guys watched the Falcons game, but they look like they got a thrown around. Kirk Cousins looks
like
Uncle Kirk, and I think with this line after their performance, I think they're going to want to show out at home. So I think that's going to be an exciting game for us. Yeah.
Are you worried at all about Bijan?
I knew you, Bijan Stan. Did you watch him play?
Yeah, he played all right.
Bro, he's explosive.
Are you happy instead of drafting Bijan, you have Barkley?
Of course. How could I not be happy with Barkley? But like when we were deciding between Bijan and Jalen Carter, I didn't know that we were going to have Barkley. Like that was just the circumstance at the time.
You could either jump the gun and draft a running back early.
Are you happy that we have Jordan Davis over Kyle Hamilton?
No, I wanted Kyle Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I was there with you.
All right.
I was there with you. I still am. Did you ever go listen to that podcast I told you to listen to?
About Kyle Hamilton?
About the Baltimore Ravens GM and his decision to draft. He was talking about how his relationship with Howie. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to it because it's like the podcast for you. Like he was just talking about why he drafted Kyle Hamilton.
Gotcha.
And when he was on the board and Jordan Davis was there, he was like, it is what it is. But our offensive MVP, we didn't talk about it. Defensive MVP, and I go offense. Can we all agree, Saquon?
Saquon. Yeah, that's easy.
Saquon and Devontae Smith.
Mr. Hattrick himself.
Devontae Smith was really critical, though. So I definitely
want
to put him in the mentions. Put him in the mentions.
There's no mentions.
But it was Saquon.
See,
it's Saquon.
Prime is he's a man of his word.
He is.
He said that I would buy the jersey. Shout out to his daughter who did her thing with the camera work. It's pretty fresh, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
By the way, fun fact. Saquon's jersey rate has gone through the roof. He's actually number one for the week.
You're welcome.
He's actually one, and he's like, I think, five because the people are buying both of his jerseys. Kelly Green is right now is winning.
The regular?
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
I went the next day to go look at the regulars. It was in my hands.
It didn't feel right.
It did.
I put that one on first, like probably 2 months ago, and I was like,
I'm just trying to still figure out which one am I going to get. Am I going to get Kelly Green or Midnight Green? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Just get Kelly.
Is it Kelly?
On the defensive side of the ball, I think it's got to be Zach Bond, man.
Zach Bond.
Flying all over the field.
Van Ginkle roll.
Zach Bond. Van Ginkle roll, yes.
I know Prime hated it. He's like, if I got to hear that goddamn Van Ginkle
roll. That was me, bro. That was me. I'll admit it. I wanted to see it in action. But you guys, had the vision. You saw it. I saw it in action now. I'm down to get behind it.
When I started going back, listening to his old interviews when he was from Wisconsin at the Senior Bowl, I'm just thinking like, all right, maybe they have a plan for him. But that was kind of – I didn't expect to see that.
Yeah.
Right off the rip. That was Chase asks, is Dylan McMahon gone? Yes, he signed with the Rams. So we have Danny Gray. He was a wide receiver drafted by 49ers in the third round. I think it was at SMU. Saw him down in the Senior Bowl as well. And we also brought in a new defensive back. I know nothing about. But we did post about that today. We brought in A.J. Woods, a DB. So
where's he from? Where's college you go to?
I'm not sure exactly. I said I know nothing about.
Look about it.
But we did release wide receiver Griffin Herbert. And your boy, Penn State linebacker, former Penn State linebacker Brandon Smith is now released.
Oh, snap.
So
you see McPherson is with the Jaguars?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he signed with the Jaguars.
The Lions, I'll be honest, watching the red Cowboys and the Cowboys, they look pretty good. They look pretty tough.
Oh boy, why'd you have to say that?
We got to talk about it.
He's
scared because his wife's gonna say something.
And she is.
They did look decent, man.
Help me out.
You know what happens when it comes time to the playoffs, man. They do this stuff every year. You know how it all ends up.
Very true.
So, all right, out of the Red Cowboys and the Cowboys, who are we more impressed by their performance in week one?
I would say the Cowboys, honestly. I was expecting the Niners to not really have too much of a drop off. I still think they're a decent team. They were a decent team at the end of last year. I thought they retained a lot of pieces. The Cowboys were a team I was expecting to take a big step backwards this year because I didn't think that they really did much in this offseason. But I mean, they handled business, man. So,
talking about handling business, Kendrick will be the halftime performance at the Eagles Super Bowl this year. We did say Eagles, yeah. Excited?
Yes. No.
Tim, are you a Drake fan or something?
No, not a Drake fan. It just should have been Lil Wayne, somebody from New Orleans. Pay respect for the city. It should have been No Limit or Cash Money.
That's all. What?
No Limit or Cash Money.
Nah, F that.
That's what it should have been. No. Not Kendrick.
We're going to talk about this one off air.
We already had Kendrick. We're going to hear dun, 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 dun. That's all we're going to hear the entire damn thing.
You sound like a Drake fan.
I'm not a Drake fan. You know that. Everybody knows here that I'm a Mr. Hip Hop, Griselda, all that. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely not. I wanted some Louisiana. I just wanted some Louisiana taste of it. That's all.
Resident Louisianian. I'm highly mad about the halftime show. Definitely should have been Louisiana artist.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing.
You did it for LA? You did it for LA, right?
I'm not disagreeing with it, but I mean no limit.
What I'm saying is it's nostalgia, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're in a city. Like, you gotta bring that out. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I like Kendrick. I'm not a real big Drake fan, but yeah, man.
Yo, Tim,
ain't nobody listening. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know any of these new rappers now. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's cool.
Yeah,
but I mean,
for my son,
it's basically like,
yes.
I don't understand the lyrics.
Bruce is right. I'd rather have Wu-Tang at the halftime performance.
What?
Oh, hell yeah. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. I mean, listen. You know how many times I've seen Wu-Tang? Come on. Oh, that would have been dope there. Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and all those guys. Yeah, bro.
I would tell my own mother, shut up. The halftime show is on.
Wu-Tang.
Now, Adrian asks. He says, how long will Cooper DeJean till he starts in the slot? I think I'd actually like to see him do it first.
Yeah,
it's not a thing that he's been learning from.
If I'm being completely realistic, if you're talking about, there's a big difference between the word starts and the word plays. I think starts could honestly be next year. I'm being honest. You just look at the depth we have at the cornerback position. That's not a shot at Cooper DeJean, but like, we have other options ahead of him right now.
Are you not confident what you see?
I just think he's just got to get his legs. But I mean, he did get like 6 reps out there, I believe.
Yeah, no, he was out there.
So we'll see. I just got to see it. Like, we saw it immediately from Quinyon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Swagger. Yeah. Talking about let's see, what else did I have to bring up? Yeah, Wealthy Mind says, are y'all doing another Falcons preview before my mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. We want to figure that out. We got some time, you know, potentially Thursday. We're going to talk about it. I'm hoping to get Yago and Heinous on sometime this week just to talk about their experience. Shout out to all the Brazilians in the chat and the new subscribers on YouTube. Seems like the YouTuber subscribership went up.
Nice.
The Brazilians have helped. Just like they've been helping all week long. We are definitely in G lot for this one.
Find us on the grass.
Yes, sir.
You want to go on the where you want to go on the corner or you want to go on the grass?
Well, they're gonna be it depends on whether they're gonna be doing their bullshit or not.
That's that's what we definitely need to talk about. But you know, I mean, it's something we can talk about off the show.
That's off camera.
Yes, sir. we'll be having a debate of our own.
Mr. iFlow says Kendrick's gonna bring out Wayne, I'm sure, and probably No Limit. It's his show, so he's gonna put on. But Kendrick deserves it.
That
he's
the biggest
artist right now. See, there you go, Tim.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying I'm open to have it.
You sound hurt. You sound hurt.
But no,
I'm not hurt. I'm a hip hop head, man. You know that. Shoot, I'd rather have it be like Charcoal Quest, but see you near there. But I mean, just pay some respect to the people. Hip hop, because hip hop has different. It's like different genres in different parts of the country. The South has their own sound. New York has their own sound. Midwest, West Coast. Throw some appreciation to where you're going to be throwing it at. That's all. That's all I say.
You think Mystical will get his weight up?
No. No,
just asking.
And hold up. But my thing is this: though, why would Kendrick bring out Wayne if they're kind of beefing with Drake?
Yeah, look,
and that's in his own camp. I just don't understand it. But hey, things can happen. Things can change. Things can happen. Money talks. So it is what it is.
Adrian's asking the big money question to Evan: how many cheesesteaks are you serving up?
I'm trying to figure that out right now. Unfortunate thing is, cheesesteak prices have gone up. Free at the
today's
tailgate.
Prices, not yesterday's prices.
Free at the tailgate, but supplier, yeah, it's they're expensive, man. So I'm thinking either two or three boxes. I usually do two.
How about a meat sponsor?
It'll be nice. Would definitely help out. All the
I'm not talking about what you're talking about.
Any steak sponsors out there?
Meat sponsored. Hey, this is a perfect opportunity to get your meat talked about on the podcast.
I gotta walk away from that. How do you come out saying to get your meat talked about?
Yo, you are a wild boy.
If you serve up the meat, help out Evan.
Oh my god,
you got to put Evan, more Evan's face.
Evan needs a meat.
Had to walk away.
Stop.
Only my only man. Fans. I need a meat sponsor. Only my fans.
He's on OnlyFans, mind your business.
That's what we're going to label the tip jar bottle this year. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. That was
good. Yeah, yeah. Man, anyway, I know we all got to run out here and just check out some of the stuff that's going to be on TV. Yeah. Not even say. Yeah. Giving everyone opportunity to watch whatever they want. Anyway, last take before we get out of here. Tim, any big we don't all have to have a hot
take. I got a hot take.
Go ahead.
I got a hot take. Well, we already said my hot take. Never mind.
Go ahead and say
happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to Mr. Jeffrey Lurie, best owner of football. And it's not a hot take, but I just want to say kudos to Jalen, man, for staying cool in the pocket. When they blitz you, you're 6 out of 7 for 91 yards. So to everybody, especially ESPN and all them anchors. And happy birthday to my pops. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, pops.
Happy birthday.
What was your hot take, F?
So this is one that I catch some heat for from time to time. And it's a two-parter. And they both have to do with the same thing. Oreos. Okay? y'all are doing too much in the Oreo aisle. Y'all have taken up half an aisle of cookies with all of your experimental. I'm going to try a little bit of peanut butter in there. I'm going to try some mint. All that. You just need normal Oreos, man. Just stick with the normal Oreos. Okay. And that's what leads me to my next point is that the original regular Oreo is the superior Oreo. It blows
the double stuff
out of the water. It's the perfect ratio of cookie and cream is the regular Oreo. They had it right the first time. Just I keep it there.
You. I agree with you. I will not tell my daughter that, but I agree with you.
Well, Prime, you got any hot takes you need to get off your chest?
I ain't got no hot takes. I'm actually good. You know what I mean? Calm, cool, calm, collected. Yeah, I'm good.
Best dessert ever is a ube mochi. Go find it in your local. If you never had ube, Filipinos love it. Shout out to my Filipino fan. When you see it in the market, you're like, all right, Gail, let's talk about this ube mochi stuff. Tell me what you think about it. Change your life.
I'm not
going to question. Can you even like tell us what it is? It like a tres leches?
It's like a ice cream thing wrapped around with like a gummy type consistency. So, and you only need one. So if you're gordito like me, one will be suffice.
Okay. Okay.
It's like one. It's the size of like a cookie.
Okay. All right.
But last word, Tim, before we get out. Last word.
Yeah, man. Week one is in the books. We want to know, baby. A win is a win. It's hard to win in the NFL. And yo, shout out to Nick Sirianni, man. I think your winning percentage is up, bro. I think you're the most winning coach in the NFL right now. So keep doing you. Please just stay out of the offense, though. Let Kellen do that. I'm good.
Primo, last word.
I pretty much piggyback off of what Tim said. 1-0. It's a great feeling. Football season is here. Got that first game out the way and looking forward to this ride that we're about to take. And definitely looking forward to the tailgate. Just thinking about how things are going to be and, you know, I mean, having a good time. I mean, just ready to get it started. So let's go. Go Birds.
That's where it is.
Yeah. I mean, I am just like the rest of the guys in this chat, all excited to tailgate, have our inaugural tailgate of the year. You know, I just want to reiterate the fact that supplies are free as long as they last. People like free supplies, that being beer, food, all those other things. We're gonna have plenty to eat and plenty to drink, but I recommend if you want to indulge, you get there early, come hang out with us, and we're gonna have ourselves a great time. So I look forward to seeing you guys. Stay safe and go Birds.
Shout out to Wealthy Mind, who's just I'm half, bro. I would say the other one, but you know, Black and Filipino, okay? I'm both. But anyway, last word before I get out of here, I'm just going to say with my chest, big thank you to all the Brazilian fam down in Sao Paulo and Rio and just all over Brazil. Shout out to Iago and shout out to Hannes for just coming on the pod last week. Just the overall feelings after that trip, life changing. Like, best vacation ever. But not only just the vacation, but just the whole atmosphere of just like, you know, at the end of the day, everyone has to live. You have to live your life. And if you have to jump off a cliff to just, Tim says no. But for me, I think I needed that. That's not something I normally would do, says the guy who's claustrophobic. Jumping off a cliff is you turn over a new leaf. So I think the Eagles started this season off with a bang. We got the opener coming up. The tailgate should be banging. The people should be banging. The food should be banging. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, man. Monday Night Football, who doesn't get up for that? It's going to be the longest tailgate of the season. There's only two tailgates in the first 9 weeks of the season.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
So make it count. But we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly. If I could just hit the button. If I could just find the button. Let's make it awkward. Let's make
this
it
guy,
awkward.
This guy knows when the ending is.
Super awkward.
We'll be right back.